It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. This is, I don't know, disturbing. The reason I say that is because, like, I can't relate to this, but apparently everybody else on the Joe and Alex Show can. And if you do, 833-JOE-ALEX. A model got cheated on by her NHL boyfriend, then ended up selling his jersey on eBay, but for a good reason, I guess, donated the money to charity. So it's not terrible. Not like she was trying to do it to make a bunch of cash for herself. And it goes towards an organization that supports women in power and happens to have the perfect name, She Should Run. So, pretty dope. I guess the guy this girl was dating was Marco, is it Scandella's?
Yeah, he plays for Buffalo. He's a hockey player. But, I mean, I think it's dope. I feel like anyone who gets cheated on or dumped, they're, like, angry. And a lot of times people, like, lash out and will do something to get back at them.
But you have to, when a relationship's over, regardless of what happened, the person gets their stuff back. It's not yours.
If you get cheated on, no, I don't think so. And if they gave something to you, I don't think so.
If they gave it to you, yeah. But if it's just like, oh, hey, my Xbox is over at your place, that's not your Xbox to sell. Or, hey, if that's my nice dress shirt, it's not yours to sell. Or my, you know, my Jordans, they're
I'm
not yours.
I'm sure her boyfriend gave her the hockey jersey. I'm sure he gave it to her.
Okay, well, we're not athletes. Let's talk real stuff. Let's talk real life, because that's just an example. Live the web girl. Mm-hmm. You got a boyfriend right now. We like to call him Jewel Daddy because he hits the jewel hard. What about you and guys in your past? Do you ever keep anything or get rid of it or sell it?
Well, I definitely kept. My ex-boyfriend gave me wireless Beats for, like, when I work out.
The headphones?
Oh, yeah, the headphones.
I'd keep those, too.
Yeah, I for sure kept those. And, like, he kept things that I bought him. I don't think I've ever had a boyfriend where, like, we gave each other back our presents or anything like that.
No, but I don't think I'm including presents, though.
Like, what did I do out of anger?
Like, did you take something? Yeah.
Or anything.
I never took anything and I never sold anything. But once I got cheated on, I knew that they would drink and drive sometimes when we were in high school. And so I said that the next time we were at a party and they had a couple too many and they were going to drive, or even if they had a couple, because we were 18 and they decided to drive, then I was cops and say
Liv,
they were on this road.
I think that's good.
This is their license plate
number.
You're
a little snitch.
So then they would end up getting a DUI. Yeah, well, they should have cheated on me. I never ended up doing it, but.
All right, what about you, Pork Chop?
Chase and I, we split once for a little bit, and I got him I guess this was a gift, but I got him an iPad Air, like, right when it came out, and it was, like, $600, and he sold it! He pawned it!
Really?
Dang,
that's
how much
awkward.
Money did he get?
I think, like, $150.
Whoa,
that's it,
I'd be mad as hell.
Yeah, we got back together, I'm like, where's the iPad Air? He's like, oh, I pawned that.
I would be pissed that he only got $150
for
it. Yeah,
he got taken.
I know, what the heck? And then he once, I got him a promise ring when we split at the same time. He threw it in a lake.
Whoa. You got him a promise ring?
Chases me.
We were young, Liv.
I think Chase is young. But okay, Alex, what about you? I mean, you seem like a passionate lover.
I've done a couple things. One of my exes, I had purchased for him some basketball tickets that were very pricey. And I think I sold the tickets I got him in, like, maybe 30 seconds on Instagram immediately when we broke up.
Was this maybe 2 months ago?
It might have been.
It was just maybe recently.
And another ex-boyfriend, on the day that he dumped me, he bought me a Tiffany's necklace. So this guy planned this special date for us, did all this stuff, gave me a necklace from Tiffany's. I was so excited. And then he was long distance. So I was in the car driving by myself 5 hours back home. And in the middle of my drive, he calls me and breaks up with me.
What?
So as soon as I got home, I put my Tiffany's necklace up on eBay. I wrote, breakup special, all this stuff. Sold it within a couple hours.
How much did you get for it?
Couple $100.
Hell yeah.
There you go. All right. Yeah. Allie's on the Joe and Alex Show. Tell us about your breakup. What happened?
I don't think Joe's going to like it very much.
Well, you don't know. Let's hear it.
My ex, he was a psycho, and I had to delete all my social media and change everything because he would not leave me alone.
Talking to your phone, Allie. Hey, Allie, talk right in your phone.
Oh, sorry. He would not leave me alone. And to get my attention, he started talking to my sister and my best friend, like, saying all this weird stuff. And we had had his Nintendo 64 at my place, and he kept being like a total, you know,
weirdo
jerk. Weirdo, yeah. So I sold it on eBay.
No! Yeah! Allie, how could you?
I support you.
I know. You know what? I love Nintendo 64, but he was so awful, and it was like, oh, like, just disgusting. I mean, I had to delete everything, like, because he would not leave me alone. And then he started talking to my sister and best friend, and they were like, dude, what the hell is this guy
doing? Wait. Did your sister or a friend hook up with him?
No. Oh, God, no. Ew, no, no. They were like, Al, why? Why?
Right.
Why even...
I support this. You got to hit him where it hurts.
I think the moral of the story is if you are a bad person, then expect for your things to be sold.
Fair enough for me.
No more Mario Kart.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you guys don't realize N64 is the greatest game console of all time.
I loved Nintendo 64. I grew up on that.
I'm the best.
Did that sound like Toad?
No, that was probably the absolute worst.
What?
Producer Toad.
Just
it's
like Toad.
Me, Mario.
It's me, a pork chopper. I used to work at Applebee's.
Joe's Toad was better than Joe's Mario pork chop.
What?
It's me, Mario.
How's
I'm
mine?
The best.
It's me, Mario.
No.
I have the best one.
It's pork chop with the Toad.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you guys.
Well, we all suck. It's fine.
Yeah, that was pretty bad overall.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.